Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We had a wonderful and a restful weekend here at the beginning of Lent. We're on a journey together. We began last week with Ash Wednesday and that beautiful ceremony, the reality of the church worldwide coming together and once again walking through the 40 days, following our Lord who was in the desert for 40 days, entering really into spiritual combat, entering more seriously into focusing on the ultimate reality that we understand about the human condition and the spiritual battle, the spiritual combat that we're all in. And at the heart of it is sin, our battle against sin. I was thinking just this morning that passage in Hebrews, which says, you have not yet shed your blood in your battle against sin. Sin is a great enemy. We're going to talk about that this week. But here in Lent, we take some time in this penitential season, a season in which we begin by humbling ourselves before the Lord, bowing down, recognizing, and we receive with humility, because there's a lot of pride in every human heart and every human mind. But we bow down, and one of the things we humble ourselves for is to receive the revelation of God's reality, the revelation that God has given to us, the fundamental truth about the human condition and the spiritual battle that we're engaged in. And one dimension of that is to understand the fall of the angels and to understand the fall of the human race, and also to understand the power and the reality of sin. The church reminds us throughout the year, the scripture is so clear, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of this dark age. And we're fighting against the world, the flesh, and the devil. We have a reality within us called the flesh, the fallen dimension of the human race, the sin-sick condition that's there. We'll dive into a little bit more deeply as the week goes on, but weakens us from the inside, makes us vulnerable. We're battling against the consequences of original sin. And it's so important for us to take this season very seriously and not kind of just hop out of Ash Wednesday and then get back into everything as it was and then look forward to the celebration of the Triduum and Easter. This is a precious, precious time. And I think not only for each one of us individually to take it very seriously, ask the Lord, maybe you have a spiritual director, a priest who counsels you, maybe mature friends in the Lord, to just talk about what is the Lord desiring for you in this Lenten season? What do you need to take a look at? How will you bow down? How will you open your heart? How will you engage the battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil in your life and your battle against sin? And how are you going to cooperate with God in this season with great sobriety, great clarity, but with so much freedom and love and trust in God? It's a challenging time. It's a time of fasting, almsgiving, prayer. We intensify all of those things, and that's sacrificial. And of course, our flesh, we have grooves dug and we have habits and busy lives and things we like to do. And it's easy to just stay in those grooves, but we have to make a decision of the will. We have to say, this is our season. I know the fundamental ground of reality. I know what I'm up against. I know what my children are up against. And I totally trust the Lord. He's the one who gave us this season. And he's the one who's going to take me into a deeper dive into my own life, because what he desires for me is not just that I make sacrifices, which are good, done for him out of love for the Lord and love for our neighbor and the right ordered love of self. We cooperate with that, but we know his goodness and his mercy is present. And if we take it seriously and we receive his grace, he's going to advance us in the spiritual journey. He's going to lead us into deeper freedom, deeper understanding of who we are, deeper security in our identity as children of God, greater awareness of his radical love for us, which of course sets us free, gives us an ability to yield more to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I thought maybe an interesting place to start would be today, taking a look at the fall of the angels and hopefully just reading through the scripture and the fall of mankind and some reflection on that from the catechism. But I wanted to begin first with a quote from Gaudium et Spes. It's also paragraph number 37. It's a document from the Second Vatican Council. It's also quoted in the catechism, paragraph 409. Where does evil come from? I sought whence evil comes, and there was no solution, said St. Augustine. The whole of man's history has been the story of a dour combat with the powers of evil, stretching, so our Lord tells us, from the very dawn of history until the last day. Finding himself in the midst of the battlefield, man has to struggle. To struggle to do what is right. And it is at great cost to himself and to herself. And aided by God's grace that he succeeds in achieving his own inner dignity. It's an astounding paragraph. Really beautiful. Let's just break it down a bit. The whole of man's history has been the story of a dour combat with the powers of evil. Boom. There it is. That is the church's understanding, its reality. And life on earth is not a pleasure cruise. You know, it's not just a playtime. The deepest, most profound thing going on the earth is the spiritual battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And the satanic power of the kingdom of darkness, that is what? In pursuit of eternal souls, human beings who bear the image of God. The great treasure on the earth is not just the natural beauty of the created order or even the cosmos or things that human beings build. Everything's going to pass away. There will be eventually a new heaven and a new earth. But what is of greatest value on the earth is human beings. Again, made in the image and likeness of God, of eternal value. That's what satanic power is after, to lead the human race into permanent slavery. And that slavery is a rebellion against God, that in Satan's plan, his intention is to enslave the human race forever. Stretching out, so our Lord tells us, this battle is throughout history from the very dawn of history until the last day. So this battle is going to go on until the Lord comes again. The definitive victory by the word of his command over Satan. Finding himself in the midst of the battlefield, man has to struggle. So this is a description of the actual condition of living on the earth. It's a battlefield. There's a battle going on for your eternal destiny and mine. And to have an enlightened mind, to have a renewed mind, to be awake spiritually, is to understand the reality that this is fundamentally a battlefield. It's not heaven yet. Man has to struggle to do what's right. So here we are in Lent. We're helping each other. We're struggling. It's a battle. We have to now make a decision. Whatever plans, hopefully you've discerned. If you haven't, please consider, what am I going to do to yield to God's grace in this season of Lent? But increase the amount of time I go to Mass each week, more regular confession, daily reading of the Word of God, maybe pulling out the rosary if you haven't prayed it for a long time. All of those things that are there. Get some good spiritual counseling. Maybe you've never had any kind of spiritual direction or sat down with a good priest and just talked about your spiritual journey, where you actually are. Don't be afraid of that. Find a wise man or wear out his doorstep is what the proverb says. And that can be of great help. So make the most of the time that's here and give the Lord permission. Invite the Lord in and say, Lord, I want everything that you want for me in this season. And I want to follow in your footsteps who you of all people humbled yourself, emptied yourself. I want to do the same. I want to find some quiet. I want to find some time alone with you, Lord. I want to find some extra time to come together with God's people, join a Bible study, maybe get into a small group in your parish of God, maybe some dads just coming together and say, hey, let's all go deeper. There's other things to do out there. I know lots of guys are doing things like Exodus 90. Is it 90? Exodus 90. Yeah. It's a lot of great stuff that people can have access to. But the main thing is we have to make a decision, and a decision of the will, realistic plans to go deeper, to be attentive in Lent, and stick to them all the way to the end. So just want to read now the Great War and how it all began and the fall of the angels. Just good to hear the word of God from the book of Revelation chapter 12. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and the angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein, but woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. He knows that his time is short. Then the dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring. Passage from the book of Revelation where he tries to grab Our Lady, the woman, and on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus. That's who he's after, in particular. The dragon was angry with the woman who was swept up and protected and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring. One of the reasons, friends, we get serious about Lent and get serious about the spiritual combat is twofold. The devil's strategy is always to put us to sleep, to keep us distracted, to not get too serious about it so he can advance. Ironically, even though he's the devil and full of pride, he can be patient. And he deploys his demons to pursue people and strategies and find their places of weaknesses and probing here and there. How can we drag them into deeper and deeper slavery? That's what the devil's after. And the scripture says, he was angry with the woman, and he's angry with her offspring. And he's going after those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus. So this is not just a ritual that we do to kind of lose some weight and have a better attitude. We're entering in Lent into spiritual warfare. It's spiritual combat if we're taking it seriously. And by God's grace, we can make significant advance in walking ever deeper in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, as I mentioned earlier. Here's a paragraph from the Catechism, paragraph 392. Scripture speaks of a sin of these angels. This fall consists in the free choice of these created spirits who radically, irrevocably rejected God and his reign. We find a reflection of that rebellion in the tempter's words to our first parents, "You will be like God." The devil has sinned from the beginning, and he is a liar, and he is the father of lies. Remember, Jesus said he's a liar from the beginning. He's a murderer. And Jesus has come to set us free from that dominion of darkness and the strategies and the strongholds of demonic power that may be on our lives. Even us who are baptized. When we're baptized, boom, we're cleansed. But then as we grow, we're battling with concupiscence and tendency towards sin in the fallen heart. And we say yes to sin. And every time we do it, he gets a little bit more of a hold on us. And so the Lord wants us to walk again in freedom, true freedom. And that freedom comes through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling presence. We want to really take up what this church gives us now in this season to lay hold of that freedom. Take up the word of God. Increase how often you go to the liturgy. Make sure you make use of the sacrament of reconciliation multiple times in the 40 days as the Holy Spirit shows you areas that he wants you to receive forgiveness and come into greater and greater freedom. Hope you can join me tomorrow. We're going to just continue to walk together through this season of Lent. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.